It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time, the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, with you once again. Let's do it. Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. And we'll hear a word from our sponsor in just a little bit. All right, facts and opinions. You know how it goes. Fact number one, opinion number one. Red Delicious apples are the most common crop of apples in the United States. But they've become extremely unpopular because they're bred for looking good over tasting good.
Yeah, so about, they suck.
So
step
about
aside, red apple.
Yeah, for about 2/3 of them are now exported.
Yeah, because they suck. Yeah, so, step aside. We got Honeycrisp now, man. Have you ever had a Honeycrisp?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, there's Brock apples out there too.
Really?
Yeah.
Terrible. That's what they are.
Fuck you. They're delicious. Your mom loves eating my apples. Yeah, I tell you what.
Does she? I bet she does. There ain't no damn Brock apples in those stores. You know what they use those for? Apple pie.
Is
Round
that
them up.
For fucking? What?
Right, I guess.
What do you mean, huh? I do think that's kind of interesting, though, that that just through all the years of, you know, breeding and manipulating these apples, they've started to taste like shit.
Yeah, too much skin on the old red apple. Delicious red apple has, like, it's, I don't know, it's too thick. It's too thick of a skin. The apple's a little too hard, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they do it so it's just got a nice shine to it, a nice sheen to it.
Anyway. Good for pictures, bad for eating.
Yeah, so it's great for Instagram. They're Instagram apples.
Right.
Fact number two, opinion number two. The Sutter family from Viking, Alberta, Canada, had 7 boys. 6 of them went to be NHL players in the 70s and 80s. The 7th one won $10 million in the lottery. Jesus.
Hey, lucky family, huh?
That shoe's got to drop somewhere. The dad and mom sold their souls to the devil, or they're just super lucky.
I mean, it's not easy getting it. What you said, NHL, right?
Yeah, 6 of them. 6 of the 7. And then the 7th one won the lottery. Like, these numbers are astronomical.
Keep having kids at that point.
Jesus, you know. Wait, hold on. Odds of getting into the NHL?
0.1%, 0.001%.
About 1 in 250. So 0.4%.
0.4%?
Yeah, 0.4%. And that's just of high school. So of high school seniors, players eventually drafted by an NHL team. About 1 in 250.
I thought it'd be more than that.
I thought so, too.
You know, that seems like a pretty good odds, honestly.
That's the chance, same chance of flipping heads 8 times in a row.
Huh. What's the chances of getting into the NFL?
Dude, those are pretty high, aren't they? NFL, let's see here.
Still, though, the NHL, man.
Actually, here, high school senior players who go on to play NCAA men's football, about 1 in 17, or 5.8%. NCAA senior players drafted by an NFL team, about 1 in 50.
What?
High school senior players eventually drafted by an NFL team, about 9 in 10,000, or 0.09%.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so that's seniors. That's not seniors who go and play. So yeah, you got to bring those numbers back. Now, if you go to the NCAA, you do have a better chance. But high school seniors players eventually drafted by an NFL team, about 9 out of 10,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Fat chance. Good luck.
Yeah, fat chance. What'd that one coach say to you guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's 7th grade. He lines us up. None of you are going to make it to the NBA. Just crushing dreams, dude. I remember that specifically, too. Just like, dude, you know, like, we're still kind of young here, yeah, man. Like, yeah. like, let us have our dreams for a little bit.
I'll tell you right now, you guys fucking suck, and you're never.
None of you.
Look at you. Look at you.
Look at you.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that family, lucky family. Good Lord. Fact number three, opinion number three. Women blink more often than men. Women blink an average of 19 times per minute. Men blink 11 times.
Batting them eyes,
yeah,
man.
Batting them big old baby blues, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sluts. What a bunch of sluts. Fact number four, opinion number four. Shakey's Pizza was founded by a guy named Sherwood Johnson. His nickname was Shaky because he got malaria during World War II, which left him with nerve damage that made him shake.
Jeez. A little rough.
Shaky. Friends. Yeah, what kind of friends do you have there? Hey, let's give him a nickname that has to do with that terrible nerve damage he got from World War II.
He's into that
and
one.
And also, for, you know, kind of his name's Shaky Johnson. Shaking that Johnson. Honestly, though, when I heard
poor
it.
Poor guy.
When I heard it, I was like, well, maybe he get busted like shaking his donger at somebody. Like, hey, old Shaky Johnson there.
Yeah, that guy has it rough, huh?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. All right. Fact number five, opinion number five. Oh, this is pretty cool. No point in Michigan is more than 85 miles from a Great Lake. What? Really?
I mean, 85 miles. That's about right. I think that's right, yeah.
So I guess you'd have to find, like, the middlest point, but even the middlest point of
85
Michigan
miles from a lake.
Is no more than 85 miles from a Great Lake. That's sure. Pretty cool.
See, another fact from Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan, you know? Hey, it's great, man. It's a great spot. Great spot. No denying that. All right, there you go. Five facts, five opinions for you on a Tuesday. That's all we got. Let's go look for some slutty women who are blinking a lot, eating red delicious
batting
apples.
Her eyes.
Yeah, batting her eyes and eating red delicious apples and just go, ugh, it's gross. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. We'll see you next time on the After Show podcast for more facts and opinions. And here's a word from our sponsor bringing it to you, Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right. It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.